there are far more non-productive runs for the Texans.
Just go watch the first drive where they, for some reason, felt the need to give Dari Ogunbowale the ball twice in runs and once in a screen. I mean, just watch the effort. Like, forget the outcome of the play. Just watch the effort. The willingness to quit blows my mind.
Well, you talk about not sticking with it, not finding a hat to put somebody. I've
never been around a coach in football on either side of it. And the interesting thing is that DeMeco preaches certain things about his defense that his offense isn't anywhere close to doing. That's the interesting dynamic here is, like, most good coaches preach strain. And what strain means is whether you're in perfect position or not, don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Whether it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter and you feel 100% or you feel banged up, don't quit. Whether the ball's coming to you or away from you, hit somebody, eliminate somebody from the play. Strain, strain, strain. And there is very little of that on this offense. And that's football 101.
You know what I'm thinking of? DeMeco, I don't think, would ever say it, but there is a former defensive player that is a head coach that absolutely said it 2 weeks ago, and it hadn't worked out very well for him. Antonio Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
Guys are making business decisions.
Well, I don't think that's the case.
Well,
I just think there's
what's the difference, Clint? Like, if you're not straining, if you're not continuing and staying on the play, but you're not doing that, you're giving up on the play halfway, what is that?
Well, there's a difference in, hey, this game's over in the fourth quarter, and we're mailing it in, and I'm not going to stick my head in there because it ain't worth. We're not going to win, so it ain't worth me getting hurt.
Or I'm not going to climb up to the second level and try to, shed this guy because my ankle hurts.
I'm talking about in the first play of the game, a linebacker beats me across my face, and I just kind of almost am confused with it, and just put two hands on him and turn around like, what happened?
Hmm.
Instead of pushing, like from jump, like.
Oh my God.
There is, and again, like I said, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it, and it's we're on the verge of like it, to me, it appears that it's being allowed. If I see Dalton Schultz in the fullback position, like, I'm not saying he's another guy like Laremy Tunsil where they just got a contract and there's like, you, I know you're not going to bench me, and so I can afford to do this kind of soft, lackadaisical stuff when things aren't just right for me, right? Mm. They're But there's no way that DeMeco Ryans and Bobby Sloak ain't watching the same film I'm watching. If he is in a fullback position leading up on run plays this week, leading up on linebackers on run plays this week, then I'm going to lose my mind.
Schultz?
Yep. There's no – DeMeco Ryans –
What else can they do?
DeMeco Ryans – you mentioned the guy, Cade Stover. He should be in that position.
Yeah.
That's it. He should be in that position, period. Back to Schultz rabbit hole, boy. I'll be heated here.
I think it's fascinating because you've seen something different than I have, and now I'm going to go pay attention, closer attention to it.
Watch his last game and watch him every snap. It won't take you long. You'll be able to count 15 snaps where it's just like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to avoid people. You're not even trying to look somebody up to hit. Like, when you're playing football, when you're playing the game of football, if you are a decoy front side and you know the run's going backside, let's say Tank Dell's going to catch a flip on the end around, and I'm a decoy on the front side, and there's three defenders over there, my man will bob and weave them.
Mm-hmm. Instead of putting a friggin' hat right through his
chest. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or burst to the sideline and turn the corner like you got the ball, try to get one of them to chase you.
Yeah.
Or how about you get a cheap shot, hit one of them right in the chin, and let them know, hey, we're a physical football team, mm-hmm. and I don't care where you're at, we're gonna catch you sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of that.
And yeah. It's just, well, you know, that level of nasty, hopefully it's contagious.
Yeah.
It's
contagious the wrong direction.
Well,
that's the problem.
I watched Will Anderson take somebody's shoulder pads and shove them right through their throat last week.
And that's the deal, though, right? Is on the defensive side of the football, it's not a problem. That's what's crazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is how does Will Anderson – they watch the same film we watch.
Yeah.
How do they watch that film and not go, what the hell's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all kidding me with that?
Sure. But, you can't believe that they don't see the same thing that we're all seeing, okay? You obviously watch the game a lot closer than other people. Most people, even myself, looking for a particular thing. You're not watching it any closer than Bobby Sloak or DeMeco.
Go back and watch.
They're seeing it, but I think you're right. you know, do they feel like their hands are tied to a certain degree?
Well, there's a certain level, Sean, of we're 4-1. Let's not rock the boat with some, you know. Because you clearly hadn't been holding them accountable to date. So it's not like it's something that you're instilling in your offense is physicality.